What can trigger behaviors that challenge and how to prevent it? Behaviors that challenge refer to actions or reactions that may be disruptive or harmful to an individual and the people around them. By understanding the cause of behaviors that challenge, we can collectively provide better support and care to individuals who portray these types of behaviors. In this blog, we'll be discussing what can trigger challenging behavior and how to prevent or better manage it. What is meant by behaviors that challenge? Behaviors that challenge is a term used to describe a set of actions and reactions that may be harmful to an individual portraying them, as well as those around them. People display challenging behavior as a way of expressing their unmet needs, desires, or feelings. These behaviors might include hurting others. Behaviors such as hitting, biting, kicking, or shouting self-injurious behaviors. Actions that cause harm to oneself, such as scratching or biting disruptive behaviors. Behaviors that disrupt the functioning of individuals or their environment withdrawal behaviors. Withdrawal from social interactions or isolating oneself from others. It's crucial to remember that all individuals might portray challenging behaviors at some point. However, individuals with learning disabilities or autism are more likely to portray these types of behaviors, and it's essential to understand the triggers of challenging behavior. Common triggers of behavior that challenges. Behind every behavior that challenges, individuals are trying to communicate a specific thing or an unmet need. It is also essential to understand that each individual is different and unique. Therefore, what may be a trigger for one individual may not be for another. However, there are some common factors that can contribute to behaviors that challenge. Communication difficulties. Communication difficulties can significantly contribute to behaviors that challenge. When individuals struggle to express their needs, desires, or emotions effectively, they may resort to alternative methods of communication, which can manifest as challenging behaviors. These behaviors serve as a way for individuals to express their frustration, seek attention, or indicate their discomfort or dissatisfaction. For individuals with limited verbal skills or challenges with speech, the inability to communicate their needs and wants clearly can lead to frustration and a sense of helplessness. Therefore, they may resort to specific harmful behaviors to express their needs. Furthermore, some young people with learning difficulties may experience challenges in understanding and interpreting communication from others. Difficulties in comprehension can lead to misunderstandings, confusion, or feelings of being overwhelmed. Sensory overload. Sensory overload may be a trigger for behaviors that challenge in individuals who experience difficulties processing sensory information. When the sensory system becomes overwhelmed, it can lead to a state of heightened stress, anxiety, or discomfort, which may result in the display of challenging behaviors as a response. For individuals with sensory processing challenges, excessive sensory input can disrupt their ability to filter, organize, and interpret incoming information effectively. This can create a sense of overload, where their nervous system becomes overwhelmed, leading to a fight or flight response. In an attempt to regain control or alleviate the distress, individuals may engage in behaviors that challenge them, such as aggression, self-harming, or withdrawal. Changes in routine or environment. Changes in routine can be a major trigger of behavior that challenges in individuals who rely on predictability and structure in their daily lives. For these individuals, any deviation from their established routines can cause feelings of uncertainty, anxiety, or frustration. The disruption of their familiar schedule and expectations can lead to a range of challenging behaviors as they struggle to manage the change. When individuals face changes in routine, they may exhibit resistance, non-compliance, or refusal to engage in the new activities or follow the revised schedule. This behavior can be an attempt to regain a sense of control or maintain a sense of familiarity and predictability. Changes in routine or environment. Changes in routine can be a major trigger of behavior that challenges in individuals who rely on predictability and structure in their daily lives. For these individuals, any deviation from their established routines can cause feelings of uncertainty, anxiety, or frustration. The disruption of their familiar schedule and expectations can lead to a range of challenging behaviors as they struggle to manage the change. When individuals face changes in routine, they may exhibit resistance, non-compliance, or refusal to engage in the new activities or follow the revised schedule. This behavior can be an attempt to regain a sense of control or maintain a sense of familiarity and predictability. Physical discomfort or pain. Physical discomfort or pain can be a significant trigger for behavior that challenges. When individuals experience physical discomfort or pain, they may have difficulty communicating their sensations or seeking help, especially if they have limited verbal skills or challenges with their cognitive abilities. For instance, individuals with learning disabilities may struggle to communicate their pain. As a result, they may exhibit behaviors that challenge as a way to express their distress or attempt to alleviate their discomfort. Unidentified or unaddressed physical discomfort or pain can manifest in various ways. Individuals may engage in self-injurious behaviors such as hitting, scratching, or biting themselves in an attempt to redirect their focus from the internal pain to an external sensation. Individuals may also display harmful behaviors towards others as a response to their discomfort. Additionally, individuals may exhibit withdrawal or isolation, seeking solitude to minimize external stimuli that may exacerbate their pain. Unmet needs or desires. Unmet needs or desires can serve as triggers for behaviors that challenge. When individuals feel that their needs or desires are not being met, they may resort to certain behaviors to communicate dissatisfaction, seek attention, or fulfill those needs unconventionally. Unmet needs can vary from basic physiological needs, such as hunger, thirst, or fatigue, to psychological and emotional needs, such as a need for autonomy, social interaction, or sensory stimulation. When individuals are unable to effectively communicate their needs or when their needs are not recognized or addressed, they may exhibit behaviors that challenge as a means of expressing their frustration, discomfort, or seeking assistance. Emotional triggers and mental health factors. Emotional triggers are specific situations, events, or stimuli that evoke intense emotional responses in individuals, which may lead to behaviors that challenge. These triggers can vary widely and include feelings of frustration, anxiety, fear, or sadness. When individuals encounter these triggers, they may struggle to regulate their emotions effectively, resulting in behaviors that challenge. Anxiety or stress. Anxiety or stress can be significant triggers for behaviors that challenge. When individuals experience high levels of anxiety or stress, they may struggle to cope with these emotions, leading to the manifestation of challenging behaviors. Anxiety or stress can overwhelm individuals, affecting their ability to regulate their emotions and respond adaptively to their environment. They may exhibit behaviors such as restlessness, agitation, avoidance, or withdrawal as a result of their anxiety or stress. Frustration and anger. When individuals experience frustration, they encounter obstacles or barriers that prevent them from achieving their goals or desires. This can evoke a sense of powerlessness and a loss of control, triggering a range of emotional responses, including behaviors that challenge. Anger is often accompanied by intense feelings that can also fuel a person's behavior that challenges. Depression. When someone is experiencing depression, they often have challenges with a range of symptoms, including low mood, lack of motivation, and feelings of hopelessness or worthlessness. These symptoms can lead to a loss of interest in activities, social withdrawal, and difficulty functioning in daily life. In some cases, individuals with depression may exhibit challenging behavior as a way of expressing their distress. Past trauma. Past trauma can serve as a significant trigger for behavior that challenges. Traumatic experiences can have a profound and lasting impact on a person's mental health and emotional well-being. When unresolved, these traumas can manifest in various forms of behaviors that challenge. The trauma can result from physical or emotional abuse, neglect, loss, or other distressing events that were deeply distressing and overwhelming for the individual. Preventive strategies for behavior that challenges. Positive behavior support is a proactive and evidence-based approach that focuses on preventing challenging behavior and promoting positive behaviors. What's more, positive behavior support aims to understand the underlying reasons for challenging behavior and develop strategies to address them effectively rather than just manage challenging behavior. Reinforcing positive behavior is a crucial aspect of PBS. By recognizing and rewarding individuals for engaging in appropriate behaviors, they are motivated to continue those behaviors. Positive reinforcement can be in the form of verbal praise, tokens, privileges, or other rewards that are meaningful to the individual. This approach emphasizes reinforcing positive behavior instead of focusing on challenging behavior. Leaf Complex Care uses holistic approach to behaviors that challenges. At Leaf Complex Care, our goal is to provide comprehensive and person-centered support that focuses on the unique needs and circumstances of each individual. We understand that challenging behaviors often stem from various factors, including past trauma, mental health conditions, sensory sensitivities, or communication difficulties. By taking a holistic approach, we aim to address the underlying causes of these behaviors and provide tailored support to promote positive outcomes. Our approach involves conducting thorough assessments to gain a deep understanding of the individual's background, experiences, and needs. We collaborate closely with the individual, their families, and a multidisciplinary team of professionals to develop personalized care plans. These plans encompass a range of interventions, including positive behavior support, counseling, skill-building activities, sensory integration techniques, and environmental modifications. We deliver complex care services across the UK, and you can find our offices in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, the Midlands and Somerset. Contact us today for more information. Read more about other topics. Blog How to Support a Child with Dysgraphia. Dysgraphia is a learning difficulty that primarily affects an individual's writing ability. It's usually diagnosed in primary school when children begin learning how to write. Like other learning difficulties, dysgraphia. Read more, blog Top 10 Tips on Keeping Fit for the Over 50s. Health is a state of physical, social, and mental well-being, and not just the absence of infirmity or diseases. One of the ways of improving or maintaining our health is. Read more, blog Frontal Lobe Epilepsy. Symptoms and Causes. Frontal Lobe Epilepsy, FLE, is the second most common form of epilepsy after temporal lobe epilepsy. It is a neurological challenge characterized by recurring seizures in the frontal lobes of. Read more,